This is Tuesday, July 24th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Sure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 120. Matt Scott is joined by Heather Sidorowitz and Todd Maris talking about hiring practices. Heather Sidorowitz starts off talking about knowing what you're looking for in a new employee.
I think that what we need to do truly as an industry is start from the ground up. So what we fail to do, I think, very often in our small businesses is how many of us have written job descriptions that we even know what we're hiring for versus a kind of more, we take a kamikaze approach and we lose someone and we hire someone, but we're not really looking what we need, where we need to grow. And then the most important part is our culture. What I've discovered is the stronger culture you have, A, the better you're going to retain your A players, and B, the better you can bring them in. I just successfully hired a Crestron programmer who's more than that. He'll be an engineer. I hired him for less than he's making at his current job. And I did that because I've been talking to him for years. He knows what our culture is like. And he came because he knows that he could grow within it. So it wasn't about money. It was about, well, I want to work somewhere where I can grow and be who I want to become.
Well, I think that speaks to the change that we are starting to see just across the board in all industries is people are not always chasing per se that dollar figure, although that's important. Todd, when we look at this and when you guys specifically as manufacturers look at this, you're dealing with usually a lot more departments and a lot more opportunities potentially. How do you go about doing that when we're seeing statistics like this that the unemployment rate is so low and there's not as many people looking for jobs, not as many people are out there, so your pool's smaller? How do you guys go about that?
So I'll tell you, at Peerless, it's kind of it's a little bit unique because the culture of Peerless has been kind of evolving over the last few years. And, you know, for those of you who knew us 10 years ago, we weren't a technology company per se as we are today, right? We were a metal bending manufacturing company. And as we've gone forward with our emerging technologies, we have more of a rounded offering in my little corner of Peerless right now. The problem that I've run into with this is I'm trying to figure out, I need a new product manager in my group right now, and I need to have someone come in. But because the culture in Peerless has been so much about the manufacturing of bent metal, there isn't a lot of inherent people for referrals on the inside of Peerless for technical product managers, specifically dealing with electronics, something you put in versus a piece of bent metal. So, you know, I go about it a lot of different ways because I come from an installation integration background. I know what the installers are looking for in the products that we're putting out in the field. So I try and actually bring people in that I know from the industry that have a lot of input as to, you know, how the product's going to be used in the field, but also can start stating, you know, what needs to change with the product and how we can actually speak to the integrators and the users of our products a little bit better. So instead of just going for a straight off recruiter or something like that, or a cold call, or rather not a cold call, but, you know, just putting out a wanted ad, I really try and find people that I've dealt with in the past that either have a line on someone that is more technically minded, like myself and like some of my colleagues are. I try and not go about it a very standard way because I feel that we try to do that with at least in the emerging tech division of Peerless. And because a lot of people don't know us as being a display manufacturer, a wireless provider, that type of thing, we don't get a lot of the, in my opinion, the correct people that just come to the door looking for a job. So I try and really tailor who I'm looking for, and I really try and cherry pick a little bit more from people I know.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.